Hey, yo, 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 it's Mark, and I'm the host of the most popular podcast in the gosh damn GTA, the Tell Out Now, my brothers and sisters. We will be informing you on the Mohawk Nation today and their former governor the society embraces. So let go, and always remember, your way is the best way. Now, listen, many of you may think indigenous nations, in this case, the Mohawk Nation, may have a different political way than we do. But their former government is actually referred to as true democracy, which was the framework for all democracies and communism's founding contemporary times. Said by Wolf George Thompson in an interview with Wendy Malik, society dictates how people should act what people should do. The Mohawk Nation has their own way of doing things, you know? So, people, listen at home, in your car, at work, maybe in school. We all know how things work in Canada. We find a prime minister, we like them, we vote for them, and do what we gotta do. But the Mohawk Nation, man, they're different, man. All the decisions affect the nation begin at the clan level. They make up a three family lands, which choose one of the mothers to be the matriarch. The matriarch is someone who takes care of the people and resolves the problems. Which is basically what the mother really does, you know what I'm saying? She is the one who picks the chief, and he's in charge of organizing everything and passing on traditions. Now, I know it's a lot. Stay with me now. Everyone in the clan, including the children, have their own say in things. They get to speak, they get to voice their opinions and everything. Which I believe our society should have, although some people may be incompetent. I think maybe it may be the source to all of our problems. Well, anyway, drop your opinion in the link of my IG. Next topic. Another thing this can relate to is the book Indian Horse, where the main character saw Indian Horse had his own views, but the government took his beliefs away and threw it in the trash. It's really tough out here, man. The viewers out there, drop a comment. Wolf George Thomas is a proud Mohawk. I had to say in an interview with Wendy Malik about the government he embraces, which I mentioned earlier. He quotes, "True democracy," which came as a surprise. "True democracy. That's what I believe in. That's what I do." Which came to a really big surprise to me, and maybe the rest of you. History taught me that indigenous people were different. They aren't normal, and they believe in different things. Now, I believe your perspective has changed now, and so have mine. I'd like to add that indigenous people don't have it fairly in this world. Although we've apologized, Justin Trudeau has apologized, the rest of us haven't. We treat them as we've treated other people on the street. Canada as a society needs to change. Although better than most, we need to be accepting of others. Not have the stereotypical things that we think of. You know what I'm saying? Alright, moving on. The author of these books use their anger in a way some people are treated and express them in their books to let others know what they went through. That's deep to me. Well, that's all it for the tell-all. Shout out to my teacher, Miss Cole. I know you're listening right now to with the other thousands of viewers. She kind of made me do this, but all right. I hope you listen and learn something. And always know your way is the best way. See y'all.